Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on the show today, that didn't take long. Keith Urban's Wompty has been named apparently somebody that he works with. Remember we were telling you about those super cheap Loblaw stores? Basically, no-name stuff, reduced hours. There was no freezers or fresh fruit in the store. And they were doing an experiment to see if the super, super cheap discount stores could make a go of it. Loblaw's is pulling the plug on it. Didn't work, apparently. What do you think happened there? That kind of sucks. Anyway, we're going to get your thoughts on that. Also, get your thoughts on the new AI actress that is causing a stir in Hollywood. Maybe you've seen her. Maybe she's appeared on your feed. You wouldn't really know it. She looks real. She's got a great smile, kind of girl next door look. But Hollywood is furious because fans love her. She's adorable, and she doesn't take coffee breaks and can pretty much be in any kind of AI creation you make. Oh, entertainment's changing. Everything is changed. It's crazy. Kids are asked, what age are you really, really old? Like ancient old, the number will surprise you. There is a proposed bill in Ohio that's going to let power companies adjust smart thermostats from their offices. Can you imagine if that happened here? Manitoba Hydro being allowed to tap into your thermostat in your home. You're already arguing with your spouse about the thermostat. And you could start your day with some positivity in a Murray's EV. That's right. Westman's number one EV dealership is at Murray GM in Brandon. If you're thinking about going electric, Murray GM is Westman's go-to destination for EVs. The Equinox, Blazer, Silverado, the Hummer. And they've got all the information you need to get you on the road and fast. Save big dollars on fuel. You don't even need any oil changes in these. A lot lower maintenance. Virtually maintenance free, basically. Get plugged in. Get your questions answered. Put the power in your hands at Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray GM in Brandon at 1500 Richmond Avenue. Sunrise Credit Union, the fall intake is open now for the Building Communities Grant. Are you part of a nonprofit group? Do you have a special group of individuals that is working hard to improve the community, but you just need a little bump in the financing department? Sunrise Credit Union can help. I love this. It's called Building Communities, and it's just as it sounds. Checks go out, but there are some stipulations. It's a very short application form that you fill out. The intake goes until the end of October. Take a look for yourself. sunrisecu.mb.ca. And it starts today, the True North Super Sale at Leon's Furniture Superstore, proudly Canadian since 1919. An opportunity for you to save some huge cash on furniture, mattresses, appliances, electronics, dining sets. It is a huge sale, and today is the first day. Plus, pay nothing for 2 years, no money down, not even the taxes or the fees, and no monthly payments, plus free local delivery on purchases of $7.99 or more before the taxes. That's at Leon's Furniture Superstore in Brandon at 3635 Victoria Avenue. And again, because mail is not getting through, so many people are making alternative arrangements for that. And flyers were the first casualty of war in this thing. So check out your Leon's flyer at leons.ca. In an effort to get some cheaper groceries into the Canadian market, Loblaw piloted an ultra-discount grocery store, three of them, in Ontario. They set them up, and basically, they didn't do all that well. That's why they call it a pilot project.
We'll shut down next month, a year after Loblaw launched the pilot project.
The concept of it is great.
The store pitched passing deep discounts to customers, ditching the bakery, deli counter, and deep freezers to cut costs by 20%.
Well, they did have fresh fruit.
It's okay. A lot cheaper.
Loblaw said the store saw a strong initial response, but could not keep customers coming to sustain long-term success. Three of these opened in Ontario last year. This one in St. Catharines shut down in July. LaSalle's shuts down late October. He believes grocers will keep trying new things to compete with places like Costco and Walmart.
And I think we'll continue to see experimentation on the part of the big retailers and expansion of the discount model to compete with those big box stores that are out there doing that already. and to reflect the reality of how people are shopping for groceries now. So was that a successful experiment? Not particularly. Did they learn something? Without a doubt.
Loblaw wouldn't say what insights it gained from the project. 20 people worked at No Name when it opened. A spokesperson said they'll try to keep them working at other Loblaw locations.
The only brands they had, though, were obviously No Name. They were just a No Name store. In fact, the store itself did not have a name to it. Keith Urban's Wumpty. We now know the name of the young woman that Keith apparently has left Nicole Kidman for. Everybody wants to know, okay, so what does she look like? What's the situation between these two? Ooh, I got more tea. Maggie Baugh. B-A-U-G-H. Am I pronouncing that right? And she joined Keith Urban on his tour in 2024, which is like a year ago. And apparently they sing well together. Is this another Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood situation? They're going to be mad at you. Okay, here he is. I'm going to get in some trouble for this, I'm thinking. All right, and so here she is. She's going to sing with him. Oh, okay, she sings back up on this song. Okay, I know this song. Here they are. Oh. Okay, I'm just going to turn this off so I don't get pinched for music playing. Look at the chemistry of the two of them. Look at them. Point each other. Yeah, yeah. Ooh. There she is, ladies and gentlemen. My new girlfriend. Yeah. This is my new girlfriend. Zumba Bernice says he's just a stepping stone until she makes it big. Yeah, because what is he, 57? She's like 28, maybe 30. And in 10 years, he'll be, Why do I fall?
The Keith Urban Extravaganza is sponsored by Viagra and Kraft Prune Juice. Get your Kraft Prune Juice before you come to the Keith Urban Show. Oh, thank you, sweetie. Thank you for that.
At Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, they have got a $20 Shell gas fuel card waiting for you. All you need to do is book a multi-point inspection in addition to anything you're getting done at Murray's, and that $20 gas fuel card is yours, absolutely free. Just mention it when you visit Murray's. Maybe you're going to get an oil change where a donation is made to the Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritanos every time you go. Maybe you're getting winter tires put on. Maybe you're getting a muffler fixed. Maybe you're getting some other work done. You know what? Get a multi-point inspection. I'd like some free gas, please. $20 gas fuel card at Murray's. This is a limited time promo, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Skydancer Casino, interesting thing happened to me yesterday. Hairball announced that they were going on tour in Canada. I've been telling you about how Hairball is America's favorite classic rock tribute band. This was very funny. So they announced on Facebook that they're doing a cross Canada tour, and their fans went bananas because they've got a Regina stop, I believe a Thunder Bay stop, and they completely missed Manitoba. Well, people in Winnipeg were losing their shit, and there were some people in Westman that were losing their shit, saying, come on, how come Manitoba gets left out? You guys are awesome. I saw you in Denver, and I was praying you'd come back to our area. This happened with Nelly. It's funny, like, we saw Nelly 90 minutes from Brandon, and then like 2 months later, people went bananas to see him at the Canada Life Center in a crowd of 16,000 people. You know how close you got to Nelly when you see him at the Skydancer? It's insane. It's just like you and your friends get this show. It's like at best 1,500 people, maybe 2,000 people. So this is inside the event center. This is going to be Halloween. So again, people were pretty upset that Hairball was not making a Manitoba stop on their tour, closest being Regina. So spread the word, okay? If you don't want to go and you've got some friends that like Twisted Sister, Motley Crue, AC/DC, Van Halen, Kiss, they do it in full costume, full pyrotechnics. I'm getting really excited. When I saw the reaction yesterday and saw so many upset people in Manitoba, I'm like, this is going to be awesome. I knew they were good, but they've got quite a following. Skydancercasino.com. And at the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa, don't forget tonight is Thursday. There is a special theme happening tonight musically. After 6 o'clock, it costs you $59. You can take your phone onto the deck at the Clarso. You can take a beverage onto the deck at the Clarso. And they do this on Thursdays. It is really kind of a quiet spot normally, but Thursdays through September and October, they give you a chance to have a little bit of fun. Luke Polson is performing at Buffalo Bar this weekend, and next week, it's a Wellness Week combination with Solange and Shane, Zumba and Yoga, all week long at the Clarso Spa and Elkhorn Resort. They've got some Halloween-themed events, including a special family-friendly Halloween on the 31st and family trick-or-treating event October 26th. Check out a huge calendar of events. If you're going to be in the Riding Mountain National Park area, or maybe you are lurking or listening, elkhornresort.mb.ca. So in Hollywood, they are quite upset at this new actress that is taking entertainment by storm. Her name is Tilly Norwood, and she's basically in any kind of entertainment content that you'd find online. She's a London-based actress with 40,000 Instagram followers, and she's not real. You heard correctly. I don't know if we should describe her as an actress, although what else do you describe her as? She has 40,000 Instagram followers, and she's not real. So then what does she look like? Well, I'm going to show you a picture of her, and you're going to probably see her everywhere after this. She is the hottest thing in Hollywood. And she comes cheap. I had such a blast filming some screen tests recently. Every day feels like a step closer to the big screen. Can't wait to share more with you all soon. What role would you like to see me in? That's what she posted on Instagram. And there she is. Beautiful smile, beautiful eyes, beautiful complexion. None of this is real, and Hollywood is pissed. The SAG-AFTRA union representing entertainment and media professionals issued a statement. To be clear, Tilly is not an actor. It's a character generated by a computer program that was trained on the work of countless professional performers without permission or without compensation. It has no life experience, no emotion. Audiences aren't interested in watching computer-generated content. This does not solve any problem. It creates the problem of using stolen performances to put actors out of work, jeopardizing performer livelihoods and devaluing human artistry. And there was a response from someone named Aline to the concerns, and this is what the statement read in part. To those who have expressed anger over the creation of our AI character, Tilly, she is not a replacement, but a creative art form, just like what you do. We see AI not as a replacement, but a new tool, a new paintbrush. I'm an actor myself, and nothing, certainly not an AI character, can take away the craft or the joy of human performance. Creating Tilly was imagination and craftsmanship. She represents experimentation, not substitution. I believe AI characters should be judged as part of their own genre, on their own merits. That's going to be entirely possible in like a year or two. It's mind-blowing. Remember when AI first came out and we could tell it was AI because, you know, everybody had 12 fingers? Dr. Pallavi Bradshaw, who is the medical director at AXA Health Insurance, commissioned the research as part of its Future You campaign. Children have forthright views about aging and well-being. Children were asked, what is the age you are a senior citizen? Janine says 40, close. Molly says 70 or 80, no. According to a poll of 1,000 children aged 7 to 16, you are a senior citizen at 49 years of age. So what do senior citizens do to pass the time? When these children were asked, they said the number one tip-off that you're a senior citizen, 51% of these kids say, they listen to the radio. They listen. Like, holy shit. 48% watch daytime television like Wheel of Fortune and The Price is Right, maybe soap operas. And 45% moan about aches and pains. Number four was moaning about the weather. Yeah, that's a bad one. I get a gold star for that one. I invented complaining about the weather. That's my get off my lawn, you know? Get off my lawn. It's like, fuck, it's cold. It's too cold. Blessed Mama says, we should be getting some discounts then, Tyler. Yeah. Yeah, don't I know it. Have you been asked for a seniors? Have you been asked yet? Have you gone someplace and they say, does the seniors discount apply right now? I don't know how I feel about that. It's really a good news, bad news one. In reverse of asking for ID at the bar. I really like that. When I'm in the States, they've made it policy for a lot of places, bars and restaurants, where they say, can we see some ID, sir? I was in Minot 2 months ago at the liquor store buying a case of beer. And the guy says, sir, I do need to see your ID. I'm like, you got it. Because I barely look 21, don't I? I know it. It's okay. You can say it. They chuckle a little bit. Feels good to be asked for ID in that case. When they give you the seniors discount, that you save the money on one hand, but on the other hand, it's like, oh, where's my pension check, says Jenny. Molly says, I'm halfway there. Oh, you're still a youngin'. You're still a baby. Still a wee baby. Tracy Rogers said, well, I do have the aches and pains at 51. See, that's where it sets in. What else did they have to say? Oh, it's surprising that children consider a senior citizen 50. And even at age 30, 1 in 5 children believe people stop having fun. So at 30 years old, that they were asked, that's when the fun stops. No more fun. They're not wrong, especially post-COVID. 1 in 5 children believe people stop having fun. And 1 in 10 believe 30-year-olds altogether stop exercising. The research found children think aches and pains, wrinkles, and gray hair are the worst parts of getting old. Aches and pains, wrinkles, and gray hair. Other less than desirable factors include forgetting things. Huh? Where am I?
How come I'm in front of a microphone? What the hell?
And needing glasses. Those in their 30s aren't immune to being deemed old. A sizable 15% of children said that 30s were old. So guess what, 30s? You ain't getting away with it. 18% said they were boring. Once you hit 30, you become boring. And when asked, 12% of these kids say if you're over 30, you shouldn't play sports anymore. You may suffer an old person injury.
Ho, 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 ho! Hey, I'm 32 and no more rec hockey for me.
Well, you know, I'm sure there's some 32-year-olds that have some problems with rec hockey. There's a good chance your children think you're old if you're a parent as well. Half of children say that as soon as you become a parent, you become old. And when they get older, what are the goals? Children say they want to be happy, they want to be fun, and they want to be healthy. Children say they can't wait to get old so they'll have cash in the bank. And a better understanding about life in general. That's adorable. They live in a fantasy world. These kids, their skulls haven't hardened. Continue with the crayons, kids. Continue with the crayons. You're living in a fantasy world. A, we're not senior citizens. B, we don't have any money. C, we don't understand what the hell is going on. Nobody does. We're all faking it. We're all faking it. At Tim Hortons, you can have some Thanksgiving early. Oh, how would you like some delicious carved turkey? Nice and tender, juicy and delicious on some sweet yet slightly sour cranberry sauce, crispy onions, mayonnaise on a toasted potato bun made just for you. It's the Thanksgiving stack. It's prepared to order, and it is served hot out of the oven right now at Tim Hortons. 100% Canadian carved turkey breast. It is delicious and could be part of the $8.99 dinner deal from 5 till 11 at Tim Hortons. With 10 area locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. At Headley's Health Hut, don't forget Wednesday is Win Back Wednesday. Yes, the winning continues even after the $10,000 given away at the anniversary sale. All those tremendous prizes. Again, please give them a like and a follow on their social media channels because they are posting pictures of the winners. They're congratulating folks. Thank you again to everybody who stopped by over the 2 days and got those $300 gift bags. Headley's Health Hut is at 1314 Richmond Avenue, and you're going to want to give them a like and a follow on their social media channels, not just to see who won all the good stuff from a week ago, but also to stay in the loop on all the specials that they've got going on, and links to all the flyers that normally come in the mailbox when it comes to supplements, health foods, vitamins, nutritional needs. You'll find it all, 1314 Richmond Avenue, and again, on their social media channels too. And our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery, where they have got treats waiting for you and the most amazing smell known man. Oh, everyone says, I love the smell of fresh cut grass. I love the smell of bacon and coffee on a Sunday morning. Oh, ho, ho, give this a whirl. Crack open the door at Kuiper's Family Bakery. It'll hit you like a giant loaf of bread right in the nose. Oh, it's so delicious. Not just the bread, but you'll smell the cinnamon, the butter. You'll smell it all. It's incredible. And then all of a sudden, you'll start picking stuff up. The tray buns, the fresh loaves of sandwich bread, which are huge, by the way. Last year, in a month, they're massive. Rye bread, garlic toast, tarts, cookies, and more. Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner. Beside Tasties. Air Canada is coming out with something cool. We were telling you how we've had some changes in the Canadian airline business. This is really awesome, guys. Porter Airlines continues to cause a stir. A stir because they've partnered with American Airlines and they're going to do an expansion. So if you missed the show earlier this week, we're talking three major airlines for Canada now. Air Canada, WestJet, Porter. Again, we told you how WestJet's redesigning their airplanes, how they're going to create three sections in the aircraft. One, two, three. Front section of the aircraft, only two seats instead of three. Lots of leg room, special treatment, food and beverage. It's premium seating. The middle section, two and two. Three and three. Seats recline, in-flight entertainment, mid-tier pricing, and then the back of the airplane, you're in the loudest part of the aircraft. It is, the seats don't recline. It's loud. You're crammed in. The seats are closer together. So they are really making sure that they've got three economy segments in the WestJet planes. Now, Air Canada has said, you know what? We're keeping our planes the same. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to start offering free drinks and snacks to economy, the cheap seats. This is what competition does. So who's the discount carrier? Kind of blurs the lines, especially if Air Canada can get close on price. So if you're sitting in the back of the plane on a WestJet flight, you get nothing. You don't even get a seat that goes back now. On Air Canada, if you're sitting near the washroom, yeah, it's a little stinky, but A, your seat still goes back, and B, you get complimentary beer, wine, and Canadian-made snacks for all customers on all flights. Competition is good. Watch out for Porter Airlines. It's one of the few good news stories in Canada right now. It's like the airlines are getting more competition, and that means you win. You win. My son has one of these smart thermostats. How far does that go? Like, are we going to get to the point where the government is going to start to control what the temperature of my refrigerator is at?
Ohio lawmakers are considering a plan that would let utility companies tweak homeowners' thermostat.
Ohio House Bill 427 would create a voluntary demand response program. Property owners would have the option of letting utility companies do things like adjust thermostats during periods of high energy demand.
I want to emphasize,
oh my God,
these programs are completely voluntary.
Bull.
If a consumer does not trust their utility,
don't trust anybody,
they should not enroll and make the utilities earn their trust.
Now, that lawmaker says demand response programs help property owners save money while reducing the load on the power grid. He said throughout Ohio, electric bills have risen $30 more a month this year compared to 2024, and they're expected to rise another 5% next summer.
You know what they should do, too, is they should, the government should really do our grocery shopping for us, too. They should control the temperature of our fridge. They should control the groceries that we get. They should control the car and where it goes. Where does it end? Where's Derek? Pass me some tinfoil, Derek. I need to pull it down hard, buddy. I need to pull it down hard. What do you think about this? Now, in our neck of the woods, it's Manitoba Hydro. please don't tell anybody about this. If Manitoba Hydro hears that this is happening, they're going to bring it to us. Are you kidding me? I already live in a country where the government wants to control everything. Legit. I mean, we have a government power company. They're good. They love this. They would love this. I was torn whether to even bring it on the show, just on the off chance somebody from Manitoba Hydro is catching the show today. They say, guess what Tyler has? We can save so much money. You think that you're fighting over the temperature in your house, apartment, or cottage now. Husbands and wives since the beginning of time have fought over the temperature of the room, and now it's going to get worse. Molly says, WTF, the reason prices are going up is because the government cut funding for cheaper energy or something. Well, the price of everything goes up. Everything is more expensive. You name it, it's going up. I can't think of one thing that has gone down in price. Yellow Jacket says, that sounds something like what Cuba does. Cuba does that. Oh my God, they're a communist country. We don't want to be doing that. Anyway, I put that on your radar because you know what? I'm hoping the silver lining here is please don't fight about the temperature in your home anymore. Just come to terms with each other. Please don't argue. It's so cold. It's too hot. Hey, listen, get along or the government is going to come in and they're going to take over your thermostat. Holy crap. Change in times. And now we have an opening date for Chi-Chi's and its comeback coming up in a second. First, Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. You know what? Heritage Co-op has got a grand reopening of the Menedosa store. We were telling you about how Valley View for Fuel Good Day had that beautiful brand new gas station and convenience store off the Trans-Canada Highway. It is gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. And I was up in Menedosa through the summer to take in Menedosa Beach, and their co-op store there, the Heritage Co-op in Menedosa, is stunning. It's beautiful. Completely renovated. They're going to do a grand reopening. They'll have ice cream cones for a buck. White bread is a buck. Chips are a buck. Just like the old days. How awesome is this? They are giving away co-op gift cards. You could win all kinds of prizes, including Jets tickets. That's this weekend, Saturday, at Heritage Co-op Menedosa location. After months and months of renovations, they are finally complete. Co-ops continue to grow. They continue to expand. Become a member today so you can become an owner. Heritage, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary and Hamiota Co-op. And at Eplaw Office, their renovations are now complete too. And so if you're now in need of a lawyer for buying or selling a home, you know who to call. Working on a will or your estate, that's who you call. Thinking of taking your business and incorporating it, there's a bit of legal paperwork involved, and that's where Eplaw Office can help. Trusted legal advisors at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. Pebbles has never been to Chi-Chi's, although it may have been a little bit before your time. Chi-Chi's was at Polo Park in Winnipeg, and they're trying to revive the brand. They have an opening date for Chi-Chi's. Apparently, it's coming back to Canada, too, not just a U.S. comeback. October the 6th, Minneapolis will get the very first Chi-Chi's on its comeback run. The last Chi-Chi's to be open was in 2004. There we go. Right off of Facebook. Look at this. This is a picture of the stadium area, Polo Park in Winnipeg. This was when the Red River X was on in the 1980s. So imagine this. The Winnipeg Jets are playing in one area next to Polo Park. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers are playing a football game in that same area. Can you say traffic jam? Oh, yeah. There was a lot of traffic in that area back in the day, especially when the Red River X is on and there might have been a Bomber game and a Jets game that same weekend. It was really a headache. That's why both the stadium and the Jets don't play in that area anymore. Thanks for being part of the show today, guys. We'll see you again tomorrow at 7 a.m. Central for more food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Ta-ta for now.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.